Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
In the Gospel, our Lord makes these distinctions between the goat and the goats and the sheep, and the wheat and the chaff, and now in today's Gospel, between the good soil and the bad soil. And just like we want to be among the sheep and the wheat, so also we want to be that good soil. Now our Lord gives three conditions or situations in which we have bad soil. The first is when the evil one exercises his power and he comes and steals away the word that has been sown in the heart. And so in order to defend against that, we need to be persons of prayer. This kind of reminds me of, when you hear people say that they go to Mass, but they don't get anything out of it. Why aren't you getting anything out of it? Could it be that you're bad soil? Because at Mass, the Word is being sown. The Word is being proclaimed. Hopefully it's being explained. And if you're not getting anything out of it, is it because you're not pondering it in your heart? Are you spending time in prayer, meditating on the Word of God that has been proclaimed? If we're not allowing the Word to penetrate into our hearts, then the evil one is going to come and steal it away. Now, the second reason why there is bad soil is because of tribulation or persecution. So we need to be not only people of prayer, but also patience, right? We need to be patient when tribulation or persecution comes because we are Christians. And then the third reason why there is bad soil is because of worldly anxiety and the lure of riches. And so that means we need to be mortified, practicing mortification with the pleasures and attractions and allurements that are in the world. Mortification, so prayer, patience, and mortification. So I decided to celebrate this Mass in honor of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, because when we're thinking about good soil, where the Word penetrates, where it bears fruit, Our Lady is that best soil. There are different, even among the good soil, right, there are different degrees. Some yield 100, others 60, other 30-fold. And those different degrees correspond to one's generosity. That's why the Gospel Antiphon, it says, "Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart and yield a harvest through perseverance." So we'll yield 100 or 60 or 30 according to our generosity in prayer, our generosity in patience, our generosity in mortification. And because the Immaculate Heart of Mary was a place of perpetual prayer, she kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. Because she was a person of perfect patience in tribulation, Our Lady of Sorrows, and because she practiced maximum mortification, embracing that life of poverty and hardship along with Saint Joseph, for this reason, Our Lady yields quasi-infinite fruit, right? And this still goes on today as she exercises her office as Mother of the Church from heaven, right? She is still bearing fruit for the glory of God. And so we turn to Our Lady, to her Immaculate Heart, asking her to intercede for us, that we can in some way imitate her and bear fruit for the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.